you go to school and everything here in Portsmouth too?
Yes, he did.
I'm going to let her answer for a minute because I'm going to leave.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. No, yeah. But your voice is so soft, it wouldn't pick up anyway.
See what I said? See how it comes through.
It's soft voice. It doesn't even make the needle move when you speak.
Well, I'm not sure on your parents' part.
Well, I've got to have to answer for the
Where were they? Where did they come from?
My mother came from Giles County, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about my father.
Over here in...
No, he wasn't born in Arkansas.
You don't know for sure?
I don't know where he was born.
I don't remember her. You ever hear your mother say? I wish you could have talked with his mother. She lived to be 93. She came in an ox wagon over here.
She did. Oh, she would have been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. My son had always regretted not getting things down on tape like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She would have been just great. Let's see. And you've always lived in Portsmouth. And you have an insurance company, I take it.
Agency.
Come, you'd be nice.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you first off to start the thing. Do you remember much about the house you lived in when you were a little girl?
Yes, it's pretty ordinary. I can remember, I lived in the, what ages?
Just the one you remember the best.
Well, the one I lived in most was just a simple five-room house.
Oh.
Frame on a regular neighborhood, you know, where all houses pretty well are similar, frame houses.
And it had like five rooms?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And see you.
See
y'all. Bye.
Okay.
So nice to meet you.
Me too.
And what were the five rooms?
It was even in five rooms now. We were just talking about this the other day. We were a big family. We were five of us.
There were five of us kids even.
And they even in those days, you could have a boarder or two if you wanted to. Because you had a sleeping porch, long sleeping porch, where most of the kids in the family stayed. You slept. Then you had two bedrooms, a living room, and a dining room, and a kitchen, and a bath. Bath off of the... You know, sleeping porch. Okay, then you could put two boarders, say they're young fellas, in one room. Mother and daddy'd have a room, and kids on the back porch, of course, or something. And then you could even save that other living room. You didn't go in there a whole lot. We did our studying in the dining room and the kitchen, of course. So it was on a 50-foot lot. And it never occurred to us that we were cramped
in any sense.
You know, it never did.
That's really curious because I think that was very common then.
Yes, it was. That's what I mean. It was very, very average.
Well, now, was the sleeping porch, now it was across the back?
All across the back.
The back of the house. And the, what about on the front of the house?
You had a porch where you had a swing.
Oh, yes.
You had a porch.
And you go all the way across the front?
And you had two doors. See, the house would be just a little bit like that. Well, you'd have a door going this, went into the living room, then the dining room and the kitchen on that side. You had two bedrooms on this side. Then you had the sleeping porch with the bath on one end of that doggone sleeping porch. You talk about cold.
And so the bath was on the end of the...
It was evidently, not, well, we didn't do it, but evidently it was added, you see, when they put in plumbing in those days, probably.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
But I can remember how cold that darn thing was, and you'd have to go there.
Was the sleeping porch one of those screened in?
Screened in porch.
And was there like, now, when you were telling me about the doors, was there like a center hall?
No, there's no hall.
No hall.
A door goes in this way and then two doors to the front.
Two doors to the front.
Daisy, go there and lie down.